Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Lary. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gibson. Hunt moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Brock reaches second base with a double. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Mets. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Brock moves to third. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws home. Gonder drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Gonder. Brock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Altman moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Christopher moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt is hit by the pitch. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonder is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Skinner throws the ball into Gibson, who tags Elliott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Christopher moves to third. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Harkness moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Lary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lary is 0-for-2 in the game. Lary strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Altman steals second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. It's 6-3, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6. And the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Shannon pinch runs for Bob Skinner. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCarver hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Warwick reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Willard Hunter now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Warwick scores. Flood moves to third. It's 6-4, Mets. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flood scores. Brock moves to second. It's 6-5, Mets. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. White moves to third. It's Mets, 6, Cardinals, 6. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Groat hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. White scores. Boyer moves to third. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.